How are you doing, y'all? Welcome to my podcast. This is my first episode, so go easy on me. I'm gonna call this The Thing Called Life. It's been on my mind for a while to have something, whether it be a podcast or even a recording of a video or whatever. This will be my kind of thing, I guess. So, in case you don't know me, if you've stumbled upon this podcast by complete accident, my name is Joey. Well, actually, my name is Joseph Anthony Scott Crandall. I go by Joey. Basically, anytime I hear Joseph, I automatically feel like I'm in trouble. And then when I hear Joseph Anthony Scott, I know I'm a dead man. So I am actually going to use this episode as pretty much my introduction of me and who I am. I am one of 11 children in my family. I am the fourth out of 11. I have six brothers and four sisters. All of the boys in my family actually have two middle names. So my father's name is Asa David. And my grandfather's name is Asa David. And when my oldest brother was born, my mom was like, I don't want to name him Asa David. I will name him Andrew Asa David. That way I can still keep the name in the family. And then every boy after that, she was like, well, I can't let the oldest sibling, the oldest boy, have be the only one with two middle names. So all seven of us boys have two middle names, and that's where that kind of comes from. My favorite color is, of course, purple. It's always been my favorite color for as long as I can remember. I actually work at Amazon right now. I used to work at an Amazon over in Illinois. I used to work at a fulfillment center, but then a Amazon over in Indiana opened up and I just transferred over there because I live in Indiana, so that's that. An introductory. I went to an acting school. I went to the New York Conservatory for Dramatic Arts. And kind of honestly, if I'm being honest, pretty much a waste of 2 years of my life. I'm not doing any acting right now. I don't really see myself doing any acting even in the near future. I did get some pretty good friends out of the school, though. So it wasn't an entire waste of my life. It's just, I feel like I'm not. I'm growing up, anytime somebody would ask me what I wanted to do when I grew up, I always told them I wanted to be an actor. That was always my answer, actor. And so I pursued that. Whether most of my family was like, Joey, you're never going to make it big. So there's really no point. I'm like, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I kind of had a stiff neck and just tried to go against them and be like, I'm going to go to acting school, whether I'm going to make it big or not, just to prove you guys wrong. And so I did. And they were right. I'm not doing any acting right now. Yeah, I have a wife and three beautiful children. They are my whole world right now. I go to work to support them. I get off of work and I drive home, and the rest of my evening is having fun with the kids and having fun with the wife. And then I wake up on the next morning and go back to work and repeat this whole process. Work, eat, sleep, repeat. And that's usually my life right now. That's pretty much how the parent of a young child is. People keep saying, you know, as a parent of a kid, a young child, it's wake up, eat, sleep, repeat. And that's pretty much a good summarization of my life right now. I was actually talking with some coworkers today about hobbies. Growing up, my hobbies were always playing video games or reading books. Those were usually my hobbies. And I don't really have time for either of them right now, which kind of sucks, but it is what it is. Last time I actually played some video games, it was honestly boring to me. So I don't know what to do with that. I'm like, I'm not really enjoying this very much, but I wanted to do something, so I kept playing. So I don't really have very many hobbies to fill that gap, kinda. Sorry, I know I'm saying a lot, but as I said at the very beginning, this is my first episode, so be gentle. Don't hate on me. So yeah, video games, books. My favorite book series is The Chronicles of Ancient Darkness, written by Michelle Paver. There is six, I want to say. No, there's nine. She added three more. It's a nine book series, and I've read. So I used to do something called the summer reading program for my library. My mom would take us to the library back where we used to live, and she'd be like, "Okay, we're at the library. It's a summer reading program. Go find a book that you will read." And she would just let us wander around the library and look for books. And I found Wolf Brother by Michelle Paver, which is the first book of the series. And I read that, and I was instantly hooked. And every year, Michelle Paver would come out with a new book in the series. And every year for the summer reading program, I would specifically look for The Chronicles of Ancient Darkness because I knew a new book in the series would come out and I would have to start at the beginning. I would always get Wolf Brother and then each book after that. I would try to get every book in the series and then just sit and read them because, well, one, they were great books. I loved reading them. And at the same time, they were bonus books, which means I got like bonus points for each time I read that book. So I only needed that book series to completely fill out my punch card with points. And that was what I always did every year. I have currently, well, she actually finished with Ghost Hunter. It was Wolf Brother, Spirit Walker, Soul Eater, Oath Breaker, and then Ghost Hunter. Ghost Hunter was the last book in the series for the longest time until fairly recently. It was a few years ago. She wrote three more books to kind of continue the story. And at the same time, she used that to completely wrap up everything. I haven't read those as much, I've only read them once. The original six, Wolf Brother, Spirit Walker, Soul Eater, Outcast, Oathbreaker, Ghost Hunter. Yeah. See, the original six books I've read so many different times. Mainly because I always got them every year for the summer reading program. And then we actually stopped the summer reading program a while back. I think the library stopped doing it for a while there, but I can't remember. But yeah, so then I got the other three. I actually bought them. I didn't have to get them from the library. And I own all nine books of them now. And I try to read them every summer just to keep it alive, I guess. So yeah. Oh, Lord of the Rings is my favorite trilogy, well, movie trilogy on the planet. I will die on that hill. Best trilogy ever. There's no convincing me otherwise. I am a fan of The Hobbit. The Hobbit trilogy is pretty good too. And The Rings of Power is surprisingly good to me. I am enjoying it. Now, granted, I know it's by Amazon Prime and it doesn't really go off of the lore, but I really enjoy it. The first season had a rough start. But then the second and third season, I think they're on the third season. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've watched it. But I think there's three seasons. That, yeah, it picked up, and I'm impressed with how they've done so far. Kind of curious as to how they're gonna go with that. Yeah. If you, I know some of my friends are gonna listen to this, and if you have any pointers on how I can improve, feel free to reach out and be like, hey, you should touch more on your lifestyle or touch more on your hobbies, even though I don't have any. I will take as many critiques as you guys give me, and I will try to make it better. So yeah, we are going to so I think the thing that pushed me to actually finally create this podcast is everything that's going on. The shooting of Charlie Kirk, the stabbing of Irina Zarutska, and even the woman that somebody caught on fire at the subway in New York City. All these different things going on all at the same time. All of this madness. I figured I may as well try to throw out some good, positive, happy going out just to try to make it a little bit more enjoyable of a life for people, whether it's just to escape the mumbo jumbo normality of life, just to, yeah. We are all in this thing called life together. We should try to, I don't know, make it better. I know there will be some things that I say that people are not going to agree with. I am a Christian and I focus my life first on that. I don't swear, I don't drink. So yeah, if I say something that offends you, just know that we could still be friends. I don't mean to insult or anything like that, but it's just what I'm looking at things through my perspective, and what the Bible kind of leads me through that direction. How I live life is based off of the Bible and based off of Christianity. So yeah, that's a little bit of information on me and where I'm at in life right now. I will try to have a couple episodes. Well, I will try to have at least one episode, maybe every other week. If I can. If I can't, I will definitely have one at least once a month. So yeah, that's where this thing called life is, and we should all try to enjoy it together. I will be here, and I am looking forward to hearing what other people think. I will see you guys on the flip side. Enjoy this thing called life.